Well, not this, no, I'm not talking about this one. I'm talking about the other one. If you could just get something to us, I mean, we're happy to look at it. We're just, we've got so many this session, we've got to be consistent if we can. Okay?
I understand.
All right, sir.
Now I just have to get the values at, in the morning on the Scott Weiss thing and try to make some sort of determination as to where I'm at on those. So.
All right, on those other ones, yeah, I think you'll be, I think you guys are get to an agreement on the Spinnaker stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they did a 15%. They did a 15% neighborhood increase, and then they did a decrease to 2.4.
We did a decrease on the residential.
On the factor, on all the residential parcels.
Yeah, but they increased 15% in that neighborhood.
They did that whole, yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't get to all of Branson, and so they haven't done it yet. But that may have been one that got reassessed this year. But I know they're getting ready to. So, all right, Bob. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. SWOE 615 tabled tomorrow at 1 o'clock if we haven't already.
Second.
Or three? What did we say? What do we say? One. We'll say one. Okay. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Hey, this lady in the back.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Come on up.
All right. What BOE number are you? Do you know? Or last half easier. What's the
property
name?
Just your name.
Boyd, Martha Boyd.
Martha. Okay.
He's got gotcha.
598.
All right. All right. Martha, is this vacant property?
Yes, it is. Well, there's an old abandoned house that's collapsed.
I hope I got them all. Those are the ones you wanted to table. More
oh, yes, thank you. I'll go back through and make sure. All right. All right, Martha, you got...
Well, my name is Loretta Anna.
Loretta,
used to
I'm
be
sorry,
Loretta Bishop. Martha was my mother.
Gotcha.
This is in her estate.
And Loretta, you got an increase
yes,
notice
20,
on the vacant lot?
22% increase.
22?
Mm-hmm.
We've had some that are like 5,000.
And I know mine's trivial after listening to all
of this other stuff.
I'm asking for a purpose.
No, I get it.
Just to give you some history, I got a letter in March that said we're probably going to get a tax increase. That's all well and good. I got a card in May, and that card I think I had given to you all said we had a 22% increase.
Right.
Yeah, 22% increase. So I went to the assessor's office. Talked to the assessor's office. I was basically told, the state told us to raise taxes, and that's all the information I got.
Okay.
So I said, well, could I please talk to the assessor? They said, sure, she's not in. I said, what time does she come in? We don't know. I said, okay. I said, can I leave a message for her to call me? And as of today, I still have never received a phone call from that office. So anyway, I took it on myself to call my state representative. I called and talked to the state representative. He basically told me, let's see, what did he tell me? He told me that they are based on, let me find my little pieces of paper here, was based on, they did not tell the county to raise taxes. They told them that they give them a framework and limitations is what he told me. So I said, okay, I said.
The legislature hasn't done anything. They won't.
So I told him, I said, that means nothing to me.
Yeah.
I'm a layperson out here. I don't understand all this because I don't do this. This wasn't my job, you know, to understand that. So I said, I don't understand what you're telling me. I said, give me what you're telling me and help me understand what you're telling me. He said, okay, let me get back to you. Well, he had the state tax board call me the next day, and I was very impressed. I got a call from them. And I'll be honest, still didn't understand what they were telling me because I don't know that lingo. And anyway, basically what he did is he sent me a letter, or sent me a whole big packet here of stuff, of a letter that he sent to the assessor's office that said that this was back in 24, December of 24, And when I went to the county assessor's office, they told me, well, we just got this information. Well, this letter was sent to the assessor's office in December of 24, and it was May, and they told me they just got it. There wasn't anything they could do about it. And that's what the office told me. So it said that the results are not within the acceptable parameters for 2023. And it says, as you will recall, and he's addressing this to our assessor, our office had emailed you the original blah, blah, blah spreadsheet to review the tentative ratio report information for any errors and omissions of data. The final traditional sales study report reflects any changes identified by your review of the tentative sales ratio data. Well, my question is why are we going to a 22% increase on a piece of property? I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income now. This is my mom's estate. And yes, my brother and I are trying to decide what to do with all the properties. We don't know yet. But in order to hang on to this property, I'm still, like I said, on a fixed income trying to figure out what to do. And I know it's a trivial little amount, but 22%, you know, I just think that's a lot when our cost of livings are only 2 to 3 to 4% a year. And we're asking for a 20. Why haven't we been doing this all along in order to help us instead of all of a sudden saying, oh, sorry, you're going to get a 22% increase?
Let me see if I can help you, okay, on so that you said that part of it is you're just not understanding what's going on. So let me try, because I've been we've had many of these come in.
And I'm sorry that I had to come to you all to do that. Why our assessor's office could not sit down and explain to me and tell me, as a citizen that I vote for them, why this was why it was. And I got nothing from them. Nothing.
Well, let me see if I can. Yeah, that's fine. Now I understand. With respect to the percentage increase and the financial part of the property, you know, whatever the finances of people that own it are, unfortunately, we're a citizen board. There's only so many things that we can do by statute. There are some statutes that deal with percentage increases when it's a residence or something like that, where you have certain rights which are on the card that you get and things like that. So, but the percentage increase really is not something we can do something about. But also, with respect to the assessor's office, there were several things that were not done in the past. We've had properties that were, and I'm talking prior assessors, we've had properties that for 20, 30 years have been paying 10 bucks or something like that. And the values have to, I mean, in other words, they go through, they're supposed to be tasked with reassessing every piece of property in the county, but they don't necessarily have the, I mean, they try, but I don't know that they have the manpower to do it. Branson hasn't even been gotten to a lot of it right now. And
well, this is in Branson.
Most of the county has, some Branson has and some has not. But they're trying to go through and trying to get all the properties. I don't know on your particular property, how
and
many
has,
acres is it?
It's 1.5. It at 1.4. It has went up a couple of dollars, which was reasonable. I can handle that.
Right.
But when you're talking, I mean, and I know it's only $11, but like I said, I'm on a fixed income. And you're raising my percent 22%?
Yeah. And
that's
a lot. I'm going to let you in just a second. I wish that we could deal with, I mean, really, the only thing that we are able to look at is the value that the appraised value that the assessor has on the lot in excess of its market value, okay? So we can't just... In other words, if you're arguing that the value is in excess of that value, if her value is in excess of the market value, then we can help you with that. But the percentage increase is not really something we're just not able to. They don't give us the power to do that. In other words, if something, let's say, is just missed, okay, and then the following year it comes up, it might be, we've had some that literally are thousands percent increase.
Okay, so then why was it $2? $2, you know, and then nothing.
Okay.
And now we're 22%.
And I'm going to let the assessor answer that.
Oh,
okay. All right.
And we'll write that to this one.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So you've been at the same value for quite a while. If you see $1, $2 increments, that's the levy changing. That's the schools, the fire department. They make different changes throughout the years, and every year it changes. So the assessor can only change things on odd number years, and then it stays the same till the next odd number year. On your case, in your area, we've changed the values to $43.56 an acre. You have 1.4 acres, and that's what happened. I mean, every
okay, I don't know
area,
what you're talking, 43. What's that mean?
We did a land study because values have not been changed or kept up with over literally decades. And when we did the land study, we took the lowest sales value and the highest, and we threw those out, and then we went with the next lowest. But we found that on, like, the median value for property in Branson or your Branson school district is around, I think it's $22,000 to $26,000 an acre. And so we went with the lowest possible that we could to make it fair for everybody in the school district. And so if you're out here and you're in a lot and you're not necessarily in a subdivision, then we're applying the same to everybody. So you're at $43.56 per acre.
Is this still classified as ag or is it residential?
It's residential.
She's residential. She's nowhere close to ag.
It's in a residential.
1.4.
It's just a lot.
Acres.
It's,
right.
But she's not in a subdivision.
So it's on Victor Church, and then it borders Highway 65.
Yeah, the highway took most of our property. So.
Yeah, right there's property.
And we do have a power line that goes across the back part of it. Well, like I said, I understand. I mean, and I know taxes have to go up, and I'm not complaining about that. I know everybody has to pay their fair share of taxes. And I also, the State Tax Commission told me that we do not pay, they could not tell us what to charge on the school or, like, the fire department, those kind of things. So
yeah,
that's a good majority of this. So you're going to tell me that the state and these ones up here are going to go $11 where it was 29 cents? It's not going to be assessed on the school?
The levy is set after the values are set, then the levy is set by the school does get the majority of that, like, I don't know, 90% of it or something like that.
Okay, well, yeah. The State Tax Commission told me they didn't have any control over the school levy.
That's correct. In other words, they don't have any control over what the levy is. That's the few dollars difference you've seen over the years. Even though your assessed appraised value didn't change, when the levy changed, that's what caused a slight difference in your bill.
And I can see, even because, you know, my husband and I have even talked about building on this piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can see it going up, obviously, because it's going to have a house on it and the value is going to go up there. It has an old abandoned house that has collapsed and there is nothing different on it. And like I said, I just think that 22% is an excessive amount to be raised in 1 year on a fixed income.
We wish we could do something about those percentage increases. I mean, if you lived on the property in residence, like I said, there's different rules. But
so every person in Branson got a 22% increase?
Those properties that they got to and appraised
in
the Branson area, and I don't know how many of them they got.
How many were there?
There's 50,000 parcels in Taney County.
Yeah.
And we've just been moving across.
But how many got actually raised this year?
I want to say
a lot.
10,000.
Out of 50,000, that's only a fourth of them. Wow.
No, they're talking about this. That's just this year. Okay, that doesn't count 23 and 21, but that's just this year what you got to. But as far as the parcels go. Do you have any evidence that, you know, like an appraisal or comps or anything like that, that would say that the appraised value is too high?
No, because I don't even know what any of that is. But like I said, I don't pretend to know what I'm talking about with that stuff. That wasn't what I grew up in, what my job was. I didn't do any of that kind of stuff, so I don't know any of that. And I'm, like I said, I know it's the principal, but it's $11. But, you know, I'm just upset that my county can come in and say, oh, you're up 22%. I just think that's a lot for a lot of people that live in this community that are retired, and we're just now saying, oh, sorry, you know, where we should have been looking at this a long time ago when you even said that they weren't done. So these people that we vote for aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
There's nothing past assessment.
Well, and you know, obviously this one too, because it hasn't been done. You know, So I'm just saying, the principle of the thing is I'm disappointed in the county assessor's office that this would come to